joined up. I think in the early years of the war, I'm not sure when, 40 or 41. And before he went, he made sure that he'd married his girl, Reen, and he married her in the upper church. And as luck would have it, the upper church, 20 years later, was made redundant, lost its license, and nobody can be married there now. So that was the last person in Stocklinch to be married in that upper church, which is a lovely place, of course. Came back safely to Reen. They had three daughters. And Charles continued with the work which I think he was probably trained for before he left, as a stonemason. So quite often he was employed mending some of the beautiful Somerset church towers, pierced parapets and all that sort of thing. And he was a very steady sort of person, very steady and sensible. And he survived until he was 95 or 96. Somebody else who retired into this village and was an amateur artist painted the upper church and gave it to Charles's wife, because she had cleaned the lower church without complaint for years and years and years and years. And this chap who was the artist was church warden at the time. So he painted the upper church and gave it to them as a present. I rescued it from the white elephant stall and the village fete, because I knew about it, and to me it's a very important memory of Charles and Reen. And, you know, he made sure to get married before he went off.